Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hey everyone, it's Belinda Ellsworth here with your Tuesday tip. And today I want to continue on this success journey. I want to talk about what is success, what does it really mean, how do you achieve it, and more importantly, how do you hang on to it? I've been teaching this for many, many years in live seminars. In fact, for 25 years to be exact. One of the things that I always ask when I go to a live speaking engagement and I sort of start the whole seminar off with is, how many of you truly want to achieve success with your business? And typically the first time I ask it, I will get, some clapping. I might even get just a little bit of, some excitement. But then I say, oh, come on now, guys. I know you've got more in you than that. So a lot of times I'll say, this is my first time that I've been back to San Antonio in a very long time or XYZ city, whatever the case may be. And I'm like, I want you to reach down inside of yourself and I want you to bring it home. And I want you to show me what you're made of right now. And we're going to try that again. And then I do it again. How many of you truly want to achieve success with your business? And then there's this loud roar and people are, screaming and they're excited and they actually bring the energy. They bring the heat and it's fun and it's energetic. And you can actually, in a big crowd of thousands of people, you actually get goosebumps because it's exciting. Now I do this and then I say, I do this for a couple of reasons. One, it's always a fun way to start my speech off because it gets you really energized and gets you going. But I want them to see for themselves that what they really are bringing to the table. The first example is how most of them sort of behave on a regular basis. And the second one is when they're called to really respond. When they are called to bring their best, then how do they respond? And it's always not like double, it's quadruple, it's 10 times the energy. It's actually quite amazing. And they've actually just experienced it themselves. And then I talk about one of the key ingredients to success is enthusiasm. And in fact, people will mirror what you put out. And so that first example is much of when you get on the phone and you're talking to a potential client, or maybe you're doing a sales call, or maybe you're following up on somebody who has shown some interest with a course that you do, whatever the case may be. And many times we call and we say, Hi, Mary Ann, this is Belinda, and I'm just reaching out to you because you had shown some interest in our program, and I just wanted to call and answer any questions that you may have. And then the person responds by saying, well, I think I'm good for right now. I just kind of want to look it over and maybe take it in, but if I have any questions, I'll get back to ya. They mirror that same sort of approach. But if you were to call them and say, hey, Marianne, it's Belinda, and I'm just so excited. I am so excited about your interest. I can't wait to tell you more about what we're doing and about the results that people have seen. I would really like to, get it on your calendar so that I could do a little presentation for you and just really show you what people are experiencing right now. And she says, Okay, let me look at my calendar and let me see what I have. That's the difference in that same exact presentation of maybe a program or an offering or a product or whatever the case may be. People will mirror what you put out. If you are hesitant, people will be hesitant with you. If you are unsure, people will be unsure with you. But if you are excited, people will be excited with you. If you are passionate, people will start to become passionate with you. They'll start to tell you why this is important for them or why they're so excited to hear about this right now. Or this is the exact thing that they've been thinking of or have been working on or have been trying to figure out. And here you are. It's like almost like fate. And then people feel this. It's an energy. So first and foremost is remember that enthusiasm is one of the key ingredients to success and that people will mirror what you put out. The second key ingredient to success is I ask people, and again, I have been doing this for 25 years. I will walk into a room full of people and I'll just be having a conversation and I'll say, are you successful with your business? So how are you doing with your business? Are you having some success with your business? And the number one answer that I get on a regular basis is a blank stare. People just kind of look at you and they say, well, and there's this hesitation in them. Well, I just am doing this kind of as a part-time gig right now. I still have my full-time job and I'm working at it. And I mean, I guess it's growing, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not as good as other people that are doing this, or I'm not as good as the other people on my team, or I'm not the best salesperson on my team, but I guess. And then they look at you and say, I don't know. And that honestly, after 25 years of doing this, over and over to thousands upon thousands of people in an audience or in a grouping or in a coaching session or whatever the case may be, I hear this over and over again. And that is because most people have not identified for themselves what success looks like. And if you don't know what it looks like, it is going to be very difficult for you to achieve it because it's like you're shooting blind in the dark. It's like you don't even know what is the target. What is I'm aiming for? What is my destination? Where is it that I'm even going? If you don't know any of those things, then it's going to be very difficult for you to get there. Not only is it going to be difficult for you to get there, then you never have that feeling of what? Accomplishment. Because you don't really know what is it that you're trying to accomplish. What's the measure? What's the standard? What is it? What is this level of success? And if you don't ever have that feeling, well, then guess what, folks? You're not going to project it. And I've already given you some really good examples on projecting it. And so you need to feel successful in order to project that success to others. And how are you going to feel successful? Well, it's an achievement of the benchmarks or the goals that you set for yourself. When I really start to drill down with people, the biggest thing that they have in their mind is that success has to be stupendous. Well, I'm not making a seven-figure income. Well, I'm not selling $100,000 a month. Well, I don't have a funnel that is producing this amount. Well, I haven't sold this amount of products or met this amount of people or added this many people to my network or my social media. They start to measure it in stupendous. And I always say, even if this is a side hustle for you guys, and many of you right now as new entrepreneurs, it is a side hustle for you. You're working it alongside another job in order to like try your hand at this, see if this is something that you're good at, save up so that you can leave that full-time job so that you can become a full-time entrepreneur. I mean, that's the game. That's what many of you are doing. But you know what? It doesn't matter that you're not in it full time, you still want to be successful with your side hustle. You still need to have benchmarks. You still need to have goals. You still need to have a measure of what does success look like for you. And you know what the biggest trap that you can fall into is when you start to compare yourself to others. And guess when you fall into this trap the most? It's when you don't have a goal of your own. Now, here's the interesting thing. I've been a professional speaker now for 26 years. So 26 years ago, I walked away from a pretty cushy full-time job, which was a good base salary with bonus commissions. And I walked away from that thinking I could go out on my own and be a professional speaker. Now, that was with the encouragement of a lot of other professional speakers at that time who said, "You're a wasted talent here. You need to be out on your own." After hearing that two or three times, I thought, okay, you know what? Maybe I do. And maybe I do go out on my own. And so I will. And I did. And I thought, what's the worst thing that can happen to me? I don't make it. And I go back and I get another sales position or training position with another company, making a good base salary with commissions. So that's what I thought. What have I got to lose? And so off I go. So I start creating my program. I took about 8 months to build my program, figure out what I was going to do, what was I going to teach on, creating my niche audience. Back now they call it an avatar. Back then they called it your niche audience. So it was like, okay, what am I going to do? So I figured all of that out. And here was the interesting thing. So back in the day, I would say, to an audience, how many of you have your goals written down and in a place where you can readily see it? I asked that week after week after week. And here was the interesting thing. So this was back in 1995. That's when I started. I would get about 25 to 30% of a room raise their hand. 25 to 30% of a room would raise their hand that they had a goal set written down and in a place where they could see it. As the years have progressed, that has become less and less and less. And now when I'm in front of an audience, now granted, it's been a little over a year since I've been in a live audience with thousands of people in a room, but going to that time, about a year ago, raise your hands, it would be less than 10% of a room. What we are finding is less and less people are setting any kind of goals at all for themselves. And goal setting is the very beginning. It's one of these cornerstones, really, you know, of really achieving or continuing to grow or getting where you want to be. It's these tiny little benchmarks. Goals are kind of the benchmarks along the journey of your success. And success is a journey. It is not a destination, because every time you reach one benchmark, then what? You've got another benchmark that you're reaching for or that you are looking to achieve. So I've started in recent years, in the last five, I would say, really doing a lot of serious focus groups and asking, why is it that you do not set goals? Or asking people what goals they have, and then they would say, well, you know, I'm just going to see how it goes. A lot of people that are first trying their hand at entrepreneurship, that is what I'll ask them. Well, what are your goals for this first year? Well, you know what? I'm going to see how it goes. Well, guys, random acts get random results. You need to be intentional about what it is that you want. What do you want for your business? You need to be intentional about this. So then I say, okay, well, then let's talk about, you know, why don't you have goals set? So there's two key reasons that I'm hearing. And number one is, well, I just do this part-time. So for some reason, people feel that if this is a side hustle or, you know, just a gig for them, or it is trying my hand at this, that they don't need to have a goal. And I'm like, you know what? Even if you wanted to be a hobbyist at this, then be a good hobbyist. You know, if you were in any kind of sport, if you played golf, if you sang in the church choir, if you were in a book club, guess what? You'd have to do the skill at hand. You would have to go play golf once a week if you want to get any better whatsoever. If you want to get good, you got to play more than that. But if you want to get better at all, you have to play at least once a week. And then when you don't, it's like, oh my gosh, feels like I'm never getting better at this. And if any of you have ever played golf, you can relate to what I'm saying. So you want to at least do it what you would any other hobby. If you were on a sport, showing up once a week. If you were in a club, you'd show up once a week. You would give it your attention, right? It's the same thing with setting a goal. But people say, well, I just do this part-time. So, you know, I'm just kind of going along. We'll see what happens. And, you know, what I'm really trying to do, they make excuses. I even have, you know, many folks on my podcast that go, well, you know, I'm living my best life. And I'm just trying to just do what I can do. It's like, no, guys, what is your goal? Come on. You've got to identify what is it that you really want out of this. What is an amount of money that would be reasonable for you to make? What would you need to sell in order for that to happen? There's nothing wrong in saying that or setting that. There's absolutely nothing. In fact, it's imperative, right? But here's the next thing. This is the next reason that is really starting to creep up in about the last 8 years. Well, if I never set a goal, then I've never really failed. It's this fear of failure that has people paralyzed, that they're not even setting any goals to begin with, so they never have anything that they're really striving for. They're just going along day by day. See what happens. Take it one day at a time. Now, I'm not saying that you don't want to stress yourself out or that you don't want to enjoy the journey. I'm not saying any of those things at all. I am saying, come on, guys, be honest with yourselves that you need something, a target that you're driving for. If I told you right now, hey, you guys, I'm having the most awesome, incredible party. It is going to be so much fun. Oh, there's going to be these celebrities here. There's going to be these people you're going to be able to network with. It is going to be the party of the century. And you were like, wow, I can't believe I'm invited to this. And then I failed to give you the directions. All that you knew was that it is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So what are you supposed to do? Run around Ann Arbor, Michigan to every hotel or every venue and say, is the party here? Hey, is there a party here? You know, I was invited to a party here. And if you were headed out from anywhere in the country, and you would have to get a map or you would have to have directions on how do you get to Ann Arbor, Michigan? That's really what your goals are. And you would have to have that in order to get to the party, in order just to have a good time. And think about this just one step further. If you were going along and you're heading to this party, and then what? You run into a major detour. The road is closed for construction or for an accident or something of this nature, right? What would you do? Turn around and go home and say, doggone it, I guess I'm not going to get to go to that party after all. No, you would say, I'm going to this party because it's going to be awesome. So I'm going to find another way to get to the party. So you don't give up on it. And this is something as insignificant as a party that I'm having. But when it comes to your hopes and your dreams and your desires and your business, you guys are so quick to just say, you know what, it didn't really matter. Or it's okay, it'll all work itself out. You turn around and you go home and you give up on it. And many of you don't even have to turn around and you give up on it because you didn't even have the destination in the first place. You didn't even know where it was you were going or even how you were going to get to the party. So you have to have a goal. And using this analogy, this is what I like to say to my audience. There is no failure, guys. As long as you are moving forward, you're not failing. You're learning. You're growing. If you fall short of your goal by a little bit, you don't just say, wow, what a failure. You know, oh, I missed my mark totally. No, I made more money than I did yesterday. I have more clients than I did yesterday. I've learned how to do this better than I did yesterday. I've met more people that will help me get to my destination better than I did yesterday. That's what you say. So one of the analogies I like to give my audience is, like, how many of you have ever used a GPS? Like, let's be real today. We don't get directions to anything, do we? No, put it in our phones, we get a GPS. So how many of you have used a GPS? And then I say, you know what? It's a sophisticated piece of equipment. And oh my gosh, in today's world of technology, have they advanced in this? I mean, it can tell you instantaneously when a road is closed or there's an accident, how you can circumvent that. What is the best route to go instead? It will tell you instantly. People all nod their heads. Yep. I'm like, so using this incredible, sophisticated piece of technology, how many of you have ever made a wrong turn? Well, I got to tell you, the whole entire audience raises their hand. The whole audience. It isn't like 90%. It's everybody in the room. So if I've got 15,000 people in a room, it's 15,000 hands go up. So I'm like, great. And when you make this wrong turn, what does your GPS say to you? They say, recalculating, redirecting. They give you a new route. Your GPS doesn't say, you are a loser. Go home. And yet, I think that's what so many of us are afraid of in this success journey. So I just want to encourage you before we dive into these 5 D's of success, and we're going to have some fun with these. You're going to love them. I just really wanted to set the stage for what does it really mean to be successful? What are some of the key things that you need to do to even begin this journey of success? And that definitely is figuring out what's your picture of success? Not somebody else's, not the best salesperson on your team, not the person that you know really well that has started their own business and they're just knocking it out of the park. What's your picture of success? Because that's the only picture that really matters. This is your journey. It's your road. It's your destination. But oh my goodness, you need to have one in mind and you need to figure it out what that looks like and where you're headed so that you can find the best path to get there. And along the way, guess what, folks? You're going to have detours and you're going to have roadblocks and you're going to have problems along the way. But guess what? You don't turn around and go home. You get new directions. You ask for help. You look for a new way to get there and you find it. And in the end, you arrive at this incredibly fun party where you're going to have the time of your life and meet some incredible people and have an experience like none others. That's what I want for you in your business. So next week, Tuesday Tips, we're going to begin our 5 D's. Those are words that start with the letter D of success. Thanks, and we'll see you next Tuesday, guys.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.